Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
在基督里的弟兄姐妹们，早安。
Once again, as we come to study God's Word, I want to remind my heart and yours of the indispensable principle.
当我们再一次来到主面前读他话语的时候，我盼望在这里再一次提醒我自己，也提醒弟兄姐妹。当我们读神话语的时候，唯一一件不可少的事情。
The indispensable principle is total reliance upon God's Holy Spirit.
这个断不可少的原则就是我们能够全然的依靠神的灵。
Our brother just prayed and applied that indispensable principle.
在我们弟兄刚刚的祷告里面，他已经说明出这样子的原则。
And I just want to add faith to that prayer by saying Amen.
那我只是要在其中再把我自己的信心放进去，在这里说阿们。
Before we look at the portion that I want to share, I have one Bible verse to introduce it.
在我开始我正式的要讲的东西之前，我有一节的经文，要先跟弟兄姐妹分享。
This is the Gospel of John, chapter 4 and verse 10.
这是在约翰福音的第四章的第十节。
The story of the woman at the well, you recall it.
这里所讲的，是在井旁边的撒玛利亚妇人。
Jesus answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him.And he would have given you living water.
耶稣回答他说，你若知道神的恩赐，和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。
As I tried to illustrate yesterday, God gives commands so that we can abide in Christ and fulfill those commands.
那昨天我在那里说明，说神赐给我们命令，是叫我们能够住在主里面，好叫我们能够成全那个命令。
Why did Jesus say to this woman, "Give me a drink"?
为什么耶稣会对这个妇人说，给我一杯水呢？
He commanded her to give him a drink, so she would ask him to give her a drink.
因为他吩咐这个妇人，叫妇人给他一杯水，好叫这个妇人能够向他求水。
Every time he commands, he wants you to ask him to give you what he commands.
每一次他吩咐我们的时候，他也叫我们能够求他，使他能够赐给我们，叫我们能够成就他所吩咐的事。
This woman was thirsty, but she didn't know it.
这个妇人是口渴的，但她自己不知道。
She didn't rise in the morning and say, "Today I think I'll seek Jesus."
她并不是一早上起来的时候就说，哎，今天我要去寻找耶稣。
Jesus is always the initiator.
因为耶稣总是那个起头，总是那个第一个做的人。
On the level of earth, thirst seeks for water.
在地上的时候，口渴我们就寻求水。
But in grace, water seeks for thirst.
但在恩典里面，是那个活水寻求渴的人。
And our Lord Jesus seeks for faith for thirst.
所以主耶稣在这里所寻找的，就是人的信心，是人的饥渴。
So trust him with me.As we look in His Word.
所以盼望我们一同的来信任我们的主耶稣基督，好叫我们开始查考他的话语。
It has been emphasized many times this weekend that we don't, I'm sorry, that we don't come to the Bible in order to know the Bible.
在这个周末我们已经讲了许多的事，我们来到圣经的时候，我们并不是要光光的知道圣经。
We come to the Bible to know the Lord.
我们看到圣经时，因为我们愿意认识主。
The Bible is a revelation of Christ.
圣经是基督的启示。
And only God can reveal God.
那唯有神能够启示神。
This weekend on my heart was this desire to share with you a look at the faith that pleases God.
那在这个周末，我心里面的负担是盼望跟众人来分享，讨神喜悦的信心是怎么样子的。
We're going to have a little look at faith, but a great look at Jesus.
那我们当然会看一下什么叫做信心，但我们更要看的是我们的主耶稣基督。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
希伯来书的十一章的第六节。
Without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of all who seek Him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
I've been trying to select illustrations.Of the kind of faith that pleases God.
那我在这里想做的就是选择一些例子来说明是什么样子的信心是讨神喜悦的。
And I believe the Lord has guided me to use illustrations that show that God sees things differently than we do.
那我相信是出于神的带领，他带领我，让我能够选择圣经里面的一些例子，来说明神所看的信心常常是跟我们所看的不一样。
Sometimes we look at our life and we think, I don't have faith.
有的时候我们看看我们自己的生命，然后我们说，在我们里面没有信心。
But God sees things differently.
但神看我们的角度常常跟我们自己看的不一样。
Sometimes we get discouraged when we struggle in our faith.
很多时候当我们为我们自己的信心挣扎时，我们灰心丧胆。
Before we look at our text, I want to remind you that struggling faith is faith.
在我们看经文之前，我希望提醒弟兄姐妹，一个会挣扎的信心是一个信心。
We are sad and we grieve when we look at ourselves and see struggling faith.
我们会伤心，我们会忧伤，因为我们自己的心里知道我们信心里面有挣扎。
Struggling faith is not unbelief.
一个挣扎的信心不是一个不信的心。
The difference between struggling faith and unbelief is this.
一个挣扎的信心跟一个不信的心，它的差别是在这里。
Struggling faith has a desire to believe. Unbelief has no desire to believe.
一个挣扎的信心里面有一个可想，他愿意相信；一个不信的心，在他里面没有要相信的可想。
Let me quickly review what we've touched on in my privileges here.
让我先跟弟兄姐妹稍微讲一下我先前在这里有机会分享的东西。
In my introduction lesson, I tried to show you that our Lord Jesus is always looking for faith.
在我第一堂讲到介绍我这整个主题的时候，我是跟弟兄姐妹讲到耶稣基督正是在寻找这样子的信心。
In Mark chapter 2, we had the story of the man being lowered through the roof to the feet of our Lord Jesus.
我们在马可福音的第二章，我们在那里看到有一个人被垂到耶稣的脚前，要得医治。
The Bible says Jesus looked up and saw faith.
那圣经告诉我们说，耶稣抬头一看，看见他们的信心。
He looked around.And he saw human wisdom.
但是他周围一看的时候，他看到人心里的议论。
And although he addressed faith and human wisdom,
那他的确也对这些有信心的人，跟对这些心里议论的人，他一样的说话。
He only ministered to faith.
但他的工作只做在那有信心的身上。
Faith went out blessed.
所以呢，有信心的出去的时候是一个蒙福的。
I won't teach it again, but I showed you how he did the hard thing by doing the internal work.
我在这里不详细的说，但我已经跟弟兄姐妹提过，耶稣怎么样在我们心里面做了那个困难的工作。
And then he did the easy thing, which we think is hard. Everything that pertains to our walk in the Lord is the easy thing.
然后他在做那个容易的事情，虽然这容易的事情我们自己觉得很困难，就是所有关于我们要能够按着主的心意行走的事情。
He's always looking for faith.
他所看重的、寻求的是那个信。
Yesterday we looked at Noah as an illustration of the kind of faith that brings pleasure to the Lord.
昨天我们从诺亚的故事，我们来看什么样子的信心能够讨神的喜悦。
Noah had a revelation of the Lord.
诺亚得了主的启示。
Noah was consumed by the revelation of the Lord. Pictured by the ark.
他就为神启示，用方舟来代表的这个启示，使他的全然的生命能够投入。
And you remember it came to a climax when God gave two commands.
那这里的高峰是到最后神给他两个命令。
He said, I want you to go out and bring in all the animals, the insects, the birds, the bugs. Bring them in by twos and sevens.
在那里他吩咐挪亚说你要出去把那些活物把走兽飞鸟昆虫或者是两个两个的或者是七对七对的带到方舟里来。
Then he gave a second command.
他又给他第二个命令。
Enter the ark.
叫他们进入方舟。
He had a choice.
所以在这里他有一个选择。
He could go out and try to gather the animals, or he could abide in that which pictures Christ.
他可以一方面出去，到处去抓这些动物，或者他可以进到方舟里面。方舟就是基督一个预表，能够住在基督里面。
You remember his decision. He decided with his family to abide in the ark.
那你知道他的决定是什么？他跟他的家人就住在进入那个方舟里。
And when he was abiding in the ark, God did his miracle.
当他在方舟里的时候，神就行了奇事。
He was able to obey the first command by obeying the second command.
他能够成就第一个命令，乃是因为他遵行了第二个命令。
And from the north and the south and the east and the west, God brought them in.
从南边，从北边，从东边，从西边，神将各处的活物带来。
Noah had the faith that brought pleasure to God.
诺亚的信心是讨神喜悦的信心。
He learned to obey by abiding in Christ.
他知道他的顺服的根基是在于住在主里面。
That brings us to our second illustration of the kind of faith that pleases God.
那么这里就带到我们今天所要讲的第二个讨神喜悦信心的一个说明。
Listen, please, as I quote Hebrews 11:29.
让这里请大家听我在这里念一下希伯来书十一章的二十九节。
By faith they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through on dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned.
他们因着信过红海如行干地，埃及人试着要过去就被吞灭了。
The second illustration is this redemptive history, Israel crossing the Red Sea.
我第二个所要讲的说明就是这个救赎历史里面以色列怎么样子过红海。
Now, I say God sees things differently than we do.
那我一开始讲过了，神看事情常常跟我们怎么看不一样。
Here's how we see it. Psalm 106, verse 7.
那我们读到这里的时候，我们所看的是诗篇106篇第7节所描写的。
Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember your abundant kindnesses, but they rebelled at the sea, at the Red Sea.
我们的祖宗在埃及不明白你的启示，不纪念你丰盛的慈爱。
When you read the record, you say they rebelled at the Red Sea.
所以当我们读到圣经的记载的时候，我们很自然的会感觉说他们是在红海背逆神。But
God saw something different.
但神看的时候，他看到了一些不一样的东西。Hebrews
11:29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as though they were going through on dry ground.
希伯来书11:29这么说，他们因着信过红海，如行干地。Let
me mention a couple of things that make it difficult with these eyes to see that Israel had faith.
让我在这里说明一下。 有些什么样子的难处，叫我们用这样子的肉眼不能够看出以色列人过红海所显出的信心。
I'm going to read Exodus 14 verses 5 to 10.
在这里我要念出埃及记第14章的5到10节。
When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his servants had a change of heart toward the people. And they said, What is this that we've done? We have let Israel go from serving us. And so he made his chariot ready and took his people with him. And he took 600 select chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt with officers over all of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he chased after the sons of Israel as the sons of Israel were going out boldly. Then the Egyptians chased after them with all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen, his army, and they overtook them camping by the sea. As Pharaoh drew near, the sons of Israel looked, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they became very frightened. So the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord.
这里说，有人告诉埃及王说，百姓逃跑，法老和他的臣仆就向百姓变心，说我们拢以色列人去，不再服侍我们，这做的是什么事呢？法老就预备他的车辆，带领军兵同去，并带着600辆特选的车和埃及所有的车，每辆都有军兵长。 耶和华使埃及王法老的心刚硬，他就追赶以色列人，因为以色列人是昂然无惧的出埃及。埃及人追赶他们法老一切的马匹、车辆、马兵与军兵，就在海边上靠近哈希路，比哈希路对着巴利喜奋，在他们安营的地方追上了。法老临近的时候，以色列人举目看见埃及人赶来，就甚惧怕。
向耶和华哀求。Once again, verse 10. The sons of Israel became very frightened.
讲到以色列人甚惧怕。Now,
don't get me wrong, I understand their fear.
不要搞错了，我了解他们为什么害怕。When
God led them to that place, He knew what Pharaoh would say and think.
当耶和华带领他们出埃及的时候，到那个地方之前，神就已经知道法老会怎么想、怎么说。Exodus
14, verse 3.
出埃及记的第14章的第3节。
Pharaoh will say of the sons of Israel, They're wandering aimlessly in the land. The wilderness has shut them in.
在第十四章的第三节里面，法老这么说，以神说法老必说，以色列人在地中迷老，绕迷了，旷野把他们困住了。
And he was correct. They were shut in.
那的的确确是这样子的，他们在旷野是绕迷了。
God led them east.
神带领他们往东走。
And what that means practically is between them and the Sinai Desert was the Red Sea.
换句话说，在他们到西乃山旷野之间就有红海。
They didn't have engineers to build a bridge across the Red Sea.
那个时候他们没有工程师能够盖座桥使他们能够走过红海。
They didn't have boats to carry 2.5 million people, all of the animals, the herds, and all the spoil of Egypt.
他们也没有船能够带这个大概250万的人，所有的动物，还有包括他们从埃及当中所带出来的，埃及的财宝。
They didn't have a plan of operation on how to advance.
到那个时候，他们甚至没有一个计划，说该怎么样子的往前走。
They were shut in. It was an impossible situation.
所以他们基本上是被困住了，是没有出路的。
And for this reason, on the low level of earth, they were afraid.
所以从地上的角度来看，为了这个缘故，他们就害怕。
Humanly speaking, they were trapped.
从人的角度来讲，他们被围困。
They were dead ducks.
他们好像一个等着被枪打的鸭子一样。
Very easy prey for the enemy.
对敌人来讲是非常容易攻击的对象。
On the sides of them were great mountain ranges.
在一边是高山。
Behind them, the enemy with 600 select chariots and many other chariots.
在他们的后面，是他们的仇敌，有600辆特选的车，还有更多的普通的车。
And in front of them, the Red Sea.
那在他们的前面是红海。
Don't believe what you hear when people say Israel crossed in ankle deep water.
当有的人说以色列人过红海的时候，那个海的深不过是到他们的膝盖。
That doesn't say much for the Egyptian army who drowned in that water.
但这个说法完全没有考虑到，那为什么埃及的军兵会被淹死呢？
Psalm 106, verses 8 and 9.
那诗篇的106篇第八节到第九节。
He saved them for the sake of his name, that he might make his power known. He rebuked the Red Sea, it dried up, and he led them.Through the deeps.
这里讲到说，然而他因自己的名拯救他们，为要彰显他的大能，并且斥责红海，海便干了。他带领他们经过深处。
My point is simple. They were afraid.
我所讲的其实很简单，就是他们非常的害怕。
They had anxiety.
它里面有很多的焦虑。
They were fretting.
他们在那里焦躁不安。
They were worried.
他们担心。
They were filled with fear.
他们的心中充满了恐惧。
I call attention to this because God says, by faith, they crossed the Red Sea.
我为什么特别要强调这一点？因为神却说他们凭着信过了红海。
In emotions, they were afraid. Can I have anxious fears and trust the Lord at the same time?
在他们的心中的情绪是恐惧的，但一个人可不可能有一个焦躁不安的心，却同时仍然信任神？
Let me show you from the record not only their emotional state, but their mental state. What were they thinking?
那不仅仅我们再从圣经里面来看，不仅仅是他们的情绪上是怎么样子的波动，甚至他们的心意里面是怎么样子的思想。
Exodus 14, verses 11 and 12.
所以出埃及记的14章的11到12节。
And then they said to Moses, Is it because there were no graves in Egypt that you've taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us in this way, bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not the word we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, Leave us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness.
他们对摩西说：“难道在埃及没有坟地？你把我们带来死在旷野吗？你为什么这样待我们？将我们从埃及领出来呢？我们在埃及岂没有对你说过不要搅扰我们？容我们服侍埃及人吗？因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。”This
is more than having mental reservations.
这个不仅仅是说在他们的思想里面有犹豫不决。
This is human reasoning in its most repulsive form.
这乃是人自己心里面议论，而且是最糟的那种议论。
They're questioning the wisdom of the Lord.
他们在这里挑战怀疑的是神的智慧。
They're questioning the leadership of God's anointed servant.
他们在这里怀疑的是神所高抹拣选的领袖。
It was the glory cloud that led them there.
愿在那里是一个神荣耀的云彩带领他们到那里的。
But what were they thinking?
但他们是怎么想的呢?
They reasoned, we never should have left Egypt.
他们心中的思想是这样子，我们本来就不应该离开埃及的。
Why did we follow Moses?
为什么我们要跟随摩西呢?
Why did Moses follow God?
为什么摩西要跟随神?
They said, this whole thing is stupid.
他们说这真是蠢得无比。It's
ridiculous. We shouldn't be in this predicament.
这是荒唐啊。我们本来就不应该到这个困境的。Then
they became sarcastic to Moses.
然后他们开始对摩西讲话就尖酸刻薄。
Nice going, Moses. Why'd you bring us here? Were there no graves in Egypt?
摩西，你这干的好事啊！然后在埃及没有坟墓吗？
We told you not to butt in. Why did you get involved in this?
我们早就告诉你不要来带我们出来，你为什么一定要勉强我们呢？
It would have been better for us to stay in Egypt. At least we'd be alive. Now we're here. We're going to die.
我们留在埃及地还好，因为至少在那里我们可以活着。现在到了这里，我们是非死不可。Brothers
and sisters, don't read this la la la.
弟兄姐妹们，我们读的时候不要轻易放过。In
their emotional state, they were filled with fear.
因为在他们情绪当中，他们充满了惧怕。In
their mental state, they were filled with doubt.
那在他们的心意里面充满了怀疑。That's
why when we read the record, we say they rebelled at the Red Sea.
所以因此，当我们看到圣经的记载的时候，我们会说他们在红海背逆神。God
sees things differently.
但神看事情跟我们看的不一样。Hebrews
11:29, by faith. Israel crossed the Red Sea.
希伯来书的十一章的第29节再讲到以色列人是因着信心过了红海。I
speak as a fool, but I say, where's their faith?
我这样子讲好像一个愚妄人一样。那么他们的信心到底在哪里呢?
What does the Lord see that I can't see?
主到底看到了什么东西是我眼睛所看不到的?
Where did he see faith in this story?
他到底在我们刚刚看的这个记载里面，主看到的是什么信心呢？
Their hearts are filled with fear and anxiety and worry.
他们的心中充满了恐惧、害怕、焦虑。
And their minds are arguing the whole thing is dumb. It's stupid. It's not logical.
他们心意里面讲的说，这真是荒唐无比，没有一件事有道理。
And yet God says, by faith, they crossed the Red Sea.
但神在这里却说，因着信心，他们过了红海。
Let me get the principle before you The faith that pleases God. Let me give you the principle.
在这里让我先把这一个讨神喜悦的信心的原则告诉大家。
The principle is this, that faith is primarily a matter of the will.
就是信心它 主要的重心是在于我们的意志。
Faith is not rooted in the emotions.
信心不是根基在我们的感情。
Faith is not rooted in the mind, in the intellect.
也不是根基在我们的心思，我们的聪明智，聪明不聪明思想。
It'll touch the emotions, it'll touch the intellect.
它会碰到我们的感情，它会碰到我们脑里的知识。
But it's rooted in the will.
但它的根扎根是在我们的意志。
Let me make it very clear and say it this way.
让我在这里把它讲得更清楚。
It's possible to trust the Lord in spite of my doubts and my fears.
就是虽然我有害怕，我有怀疑，我仍然能够信靠神。
I look at my doubts and fears and I say, I have no faith.
我看到我自己的怀疑，我看到我自己的害怕，我说我没有信心。
God says, I'll deal with your doubts and fears, but faith is deeper than that.
那神对我说，我会来处理你的害怕，来处理你自己的怀疑。那但是信心的根要比这些都深。
In this connection, I love John chapter 7, verse 17.
那跟这个有关的，就是我想到约翰福音七章十七节。
If anyone is willing to do his will, he will know of the teaching, whether it's of God or whether I speak of myself, said the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣这么说，人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
We always think that knowing is up here.
我们常常讲说，我们的认识都是在脑里面的。
This is what our brother's son's been sharing with us. Knowing spiritual things is not up here.
但这正是我们孙弟兄所跟我们所分享的，认识并不是光在我们脑袋里面。
If anyone is willing to do his will, he shall know.
他如果立志尊重守他的旨意，他就必知道。
Faith is a matter of the will in spite of all of your fretting and of all of your doubting.
信心是我们意志里面一个抉择，很多时候超越了我们里面的害怕跟我们里面的怀疑。
Don't misunderstand me. I'm not giving an excuse to doubt and fear.
那在这里，请大家不要误会我。我并不是说怀疑是好的，恐惧是好的。
My Lillian's favorite song, favorite hymn, is "My Heart Has Found a Resting Place."
我的太太最喜欢的诗歌，是我心得到安息之处。
I'll tell you why it's her favorite hymn.
那为什么这是他最喜欢的诗歌呢？
For many years, even after we were married,
那许多年，我们甚至我们许多年结婚许多年以后，
she doubted her salvation.
她怀疑她自己的救恩。
She couldn't name a day, an hour, a time when she received the Lord.
因为他想不出来是哪一天、哪一个时候、哪一个时刻，他接受了主耶稣基督。
She grew up in a Christian family.
因为他是在一个基督徒的家庭里面长大。
And she was nervous because she didn't have a day, a time.
所以他为这个东西呢就很紧张，因为他想不到一个时间、一个日子。
After every service, she would come home crying, and we would pray together. Did I mean it? Was I sincere? Did I have enough faith? Did I have the right faith?
所以每次这聚会完了以后，他就会回家流着泪，然后我们一同的祷告，我是真的相信吗？我是这样子的认真吗？我的信心是真实的吗？
48 years ago,
但48年以前，
1968年
we
knelt down by the bed.
那我们在床前跪下。
We had done it so many times.
那这我们已经是我们的习惯。
And we prayed and asked God for peace in her heart.
那我们祷告求神将平安赐给她。
It was the same thing again. Doubt and fear. What if I don't mean it? What if it's not real?
因为这是同样的一件事情，在这里有怀疑，有害怕。那万一我所承认的不是那么真实，万一我不是那么认真。
You know that little chorus, "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul." Do you know that one?
你知不知道诗歌里面有一个短短的副歌？感谢主，因为你拯救我的灵魂。
While she cried, I began to sing.
那么当她在那里流泪哭泣的时候，我就开始唱这首诗歌。
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I sang it once. I sang it twice. I sang it three times.
我唱了一次，我唱了两次，我唱了三次。
On the fourth time, she joined me.
等到我唱第四次的时候，她开始跟我一起唱。
And instead of saying please, she said thank you.
在那里不再说求求你，乃是在那里说谢谢你。
And she sang, "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul."
她在那里感谢神拯救我的灵魂。
And the Lord flooded her heart, my heart, and the whole room with great peace.
所以神在那里，在他的心中，在我的心中，在那整个房间里面，有神极大的平安充满。
She hasn't had doubts for 48 years.
那从那以后48年以来，她没有再怀疑过。
Fear and doubt will affect how you feel, but it will not affect how safe you are.
那恐惧跟怀疑会影响你自己怎么样子的感受领受，但不会影响你自己到底有没有得到那个安全。
The second verse goes like this. Enough for me that Jesus saves. This ends my fear and doubt.
那么第二句话是这么说，基督拯救了我，这已经足够了。那所有的恐惧跟害怕都已经过去。
A sinful soul, I come to him. He'll never cast me out.
一个带着罪的灵魂到主的面前，他绝不离弃。
God will deal with your fears.
神会来处理我们的害怕。
God will deal with your doubts.
神会来处理我们的怀疑。
But that doesn't mean, before he deals with it, that he doesn't see faith.
但是并不代表在他还没有使我们在这里得胜之前，他没看到我们里面的信心。
Let me give a personal illustration.
那我再从我个人的经历跟大家分享。
Brother Son felt free to do this, so I'll follow his lead.
孙弟兄也这么做过了，我只是跟随他的脚踪行。
I have never been able to eat anything before I speak.
那我在讲道之前啊，没有办法吃东西。
It started way back in Bible college when I was invited to do a chapel service.
那这在很久很久以前，当我在圣经学校的时候，那我在那里被邀请在那里主持聚会。
Some people have noticed it through the years.
那么这么多年来，也有些人注意到我这个习惯。
And they think that I'm doing something spiritual.
那他们以为我做的东西是一个属灵的事情。
That I'm fasting before I speak.
我在讲道之前在那里禁食。
I just don't want to get sick in public.
那其实真正的原因，我是不希望我讲的时候突然生病不舒服。
I get butterflies. I have for 52 years every time I speak.
因为我肚子会不舒服，因为我太紧张。每次我站起来讲的时候，
some look and say, "You don't seem nervous."
那有些人看着我会说，你看起来好像不紧张啊。
I remember I was so burdened I went to a godly man about this.
有一次我记得我的重担实在太重了，为这件事情，所以我去找了一个属灵的长者。
And he told me there are three reasons I could be nervous.
他告诉我说，我会这么紧张，可能有三个原因。
Number one, it could be pride, spiritual pride.
第一个原因，可能我有属灵的骄傲。
Number two, it could be lack of preparation.
第二个原因，可能我缺少了预备。
And number three, it could be unbelief.
那么第三个原因，可能是我不信，没有信心。
He said there's no other reason to be nervous, and all of those are sin.
那他告诉我说，没有别的原因会叫你紧张的，而且这三件事情呢，都是罪。
He didn't help me much.
他对我来讲一点帮助都没有。I
left his room feeling very guilty.
我离开了他的房间，心里面充满了罪恶感。I
asked another brother, "Will I ever get rid of these butterflies?"
那我再去问另外一位弟兄，我到底能不能够有一天不再这么紧张？He
said, "I think the best you'll ever do is get them to fly in formation."
他告诉我说，我觉得你能够做的最好的，是叫你能够控制你心中的紧张。But
I found another reason that my stomach is nervous.
但我又找到一个原因，为什么我的胃会因我的紧张而不舒服。Because
I'm flesh.
因为我住在肉体里面，我在肉体之中。It's
emotions.
这是我们的行动感觉。And
faith is not rooted in the emotions.
但是信心的基础不是在感觉里面。So
I can trust God in spite of my nervous stomach.
所以虽然我这么样子的紧张，我仍然能够信靠神。Faith
is a matter of the will.
信心是在乎意志的抉择。Let
me get back to the story, the crossing of the Red Sea.
让我再回到过红海的故事。I
want to draw on your vivid imagination and give you a picture.
那盼望我在这里跟大家分享一个图画的时候，你能够在这里活泼的来一同想象。I
want to show you the faith that pleases God.
要借此来跟大家来说明怎么样子的信心是讨神喜悦的。Some
time ago, I was given one of these fancy cameras that does everything except feed the dog.
在一阵子以前呢，有人送了我一个照相机，这是一个全能的照相机，唯一不能做的呢，就是不能够喂狗。I'm
not into all these newfangled things.
老实说，我对这个并不是太了解，有兴趣。I
like the phone that went ring ring and you said hello.
那我喜欢的那种电话就是很简单，他会响，我接了就可以打，就没说话的。Now
it's a camera and it's a computer and everything else.
那现在的手机呢，它又是照相机，又是电脑，什么东西都在里面。Anyway,
I had my camera and I was just trying to take a picture.
所以我有了这个照相机，我只是很简单的想照一张相。And
I said to my daughter, "What's wrong? It doesn't work."
然后我对我的女儿说， 怎么找的？这不能用啊！
She said you have it on movie.
她说啊，因为你在那个指令的时候，你是让他能够看电影，不是让他照相的。
I didn't want a movie. I want a little picture. I can get it developed and I can put it in a frame.
但我不是在这里要照一个电影啊，我要的是很简单的照一张相，我能够放在镜框里面。
So this morning I have an imaginary camera.
所以今天早上，好像我有一个想象中的一个照相机。It
has a very wide lens.
那有一个非常广的视角。It's
not a movie.
这个不是电影。It's
one shot.
只是一张一个时候。I
want to take a picture of Israel crossing the Red Sea.
我在这里好像是要照一张以色列人过埃及红海的时候的一张像。
Before I snap it, Israel, the nation, is pretty much out into the Red Sea on dry ground.
所以在我照相之前，以色列人就在红海的边边，在那个干地上。
Okay, stop.
所以停下来。
Behind them, here comes 600 chariots plus the enemy is pursuing them. They're included in the picture.
所以在后面呢，有600辆这种特选的马车，然后还有敌人正在那里追赶，这个也在这幅画里面。
And my wide lens allows me to go all the way to the other shore, but it's dark over there.
那么我这个广角的镜头呢，可以一直到红海的对岸去，不过在那里却是黑暗的，看不见的。
So you see the picture, Israel.
所以你看到这个图画，以色列。
Walls of water.
前面是海。
Enemy behind.
敌人在后面。
Uncertainty in the front.
然后更远的地方，不知道会发生什么事。
All right.I want to talk about that still shot for a moment.
所以暂时，我现在要花点时间想一下这一幅画。
For the sake of understanding this, I want to frame it in the past, the present, and the future.
那为了要说明，所以我在这里呢，要从三个角度来看：过去、现在、未来。
I want Egypt to represent the past chasing after God's people to bring them back to bondage.
所以在这里呢，埃及是一个过去，代表一个过去，追着神百姓，要把他们带回埃及。
Exodus 14:10, as Pharaoh drew near, the sons of Israel looked. Behold, the Egyptians were marching after them.They became very frightened, so the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord.
出埃及记的十四章的第十节，法老临近的时候，以色列人举目看见埃及人赶来，就甚惧怕，向耶和华哀求。
At this point in the history, Israel represents those who are redeemed and running.
所以在这一个时刻里面，这以色列人代表了那些蒙救赎，但是在逃跑的人。
Pretty soon they'll be redeemed and rejoicing.
马上，他们不仅要蒙恩得救，他们也要欢喜歌唱。
Then they'll be redeemed and wandering.
然后接下来，他们是蒙拯救又在漂流。
And finally they'll enter in and be redeemed and resting.
那到了最后，他们会蒙拯救，并且进入安息。
But at this point, they're redeemed and running and filled with emotional disturbance and mental questions.
但在这一个时候，他们是蒙了拯救，正在那里逃跑，而且心中充满了情绪激动的害怕，心意里面满了怀疑。
So Egypt represents our past.
所以埃及代表我们的过去。
That includes our past sins, our past failures, our past blunders.
包括我们过去的罪，我们过去的失败，我们过去的荒唐。
Even our past victories.
甚至包括我们过去的成功与得胜。
There are thousands of Christians who are victims of their past.
有成千上万的基督徒是因着他们的过去而蒙受损害。
They look back, they think they can't undo the damage.
他们回头一看，然后感觉说过去所造成的伤害，他们实在是无力挽回。
They can't forget what took place in their lives.
他们没办法忘记过去在他们身上发生的事情。
They can't forgive themselves and forgive others.
他们没办法原谅自己，也没办法原谅别人。
They live under condemnation.
他们是活在定罪之下。
They look back and are terrified.
所以他们往后一看的时候，心中恐惧害怕。
There may be a brother or sister here that's a victim of the past.
也许我们在当中也有个弟兄有个姐妹是他过去的受害者。
Might bring blood to your cheeks if your past were made public.
如果你过去的情况让大家都知道的话，你脸上会羞红羞愧。
That's the past. Now I want the present to be illustrated by the walls of water on each side.
但现在呢，这是过去。现在呢，我就要讲那个红海的水矗立如墙，这就是现在。
I would like to call that the pressure of the present.
那这个呢，就说明了在现在的压力。
God didn't pile up that water in great containers.
因为那个海里面所竖起城墙。
That water wasn't piled up behind some great dam.
Exodus
14:22. The sons of Israel went through the midst of the sea on dry land, and the waters were like a wall to them on their right hand and on their left.
中走干地，水在他们的左右做了墙垣。
I don't know how high the walls were, but talk about pressure.
那我不知道那个墙到底有多高，但是很带来很大的压力。
Water seeks its own level.
因为我们知道水是往低处流。
When Jacob was blessing his sons, in his dying breath, he said, Reuben is as unstable as water.
当雅各在死之前在祝福他的儿子的时候，他说，流变的情意沸腾如同流水。
How do you picture those walls?
你现在脑袋里想到这个墙垣是怎么样子的墙垣?
You think those walls of water were like the walls of Jericho?
你觉得这个墙 这个海墙会不会是像耶律哥城的城墙?
What's your picture? What's your mental picture? Is it like snow piled up on each side of your driveway?
想起来之后，在你脑袋里到底想的是什么？是不是想到好像冬天下雪的时候，在你的车道上面两边的雪竖起城墙？
You picture it as if it were water behind the glass of an aquarium?
或者你想到的时候，是不是这个水好像在水族馆那里面大水缸放在大水缸后面的水墙？
I picture it like Jello.
那我想起来的时候呢，看起来有点像
Because it's not solid. It's being held up by wind.
因为这个水并不是固态的，它之所以竖起城墙，乃是因为风把它们分开了。
Exodus 14:21. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord swept the sea back by a strong east wind all night and turned the sea into dry land, so the waters were divided.
出埃及记的14:21，摩西向海伸杖，耶和华便用大东风使海水一夜退去，水便分开，海就成了干地。
Can you picture the water on both sides? That's pressure. That's pressure. The pressure of the present.
你能够想象这样子的两个海墙在两边，那么这里实在是压力上的压力，这是我们现在的压力。
I think we're all familiar with pressure.
我相信我们对于压力并不陌生。
What's your pressure? Finances?
你所受的压力是什么? 经济上的压力?
Health?
健康的压力?
Some burden for some loved one or someone in your family?
那为了我们所爱的人，为了我们的家人，心中是不是有重担?
There's the pressure of schedules, the pressure of deadlines.
那有安排时间的压力，有许多必须达做完的事情的压力。
Pressure of old age, responsibility?
那有年纪大的压力，有责任的压力。
Spiritual pressures of wanting to go forward and pursue the Lord, like our brother was sharing with us.
那还有属灵的压力，因为如同我们弟兄所讲的，愿意追求神，愿意跟随主。
Behind them, an enemy that wanted to drag them back to bondage.
在他们的后面是敌人，要把他们拉回为奴之地。
On the sides of them, huge walls of pressure threatening at any time to come down.
在他们的两边是海墙，在那里摇来动去，带来极大的压力，随时都要把他们淹没。
And in the future, the uncertainty of the future, they did not have a clue what was in front of them.
那至于未来呢，在他们的前面完全是不知道会发生什么事，他们一点都不知道过了海以后是什么样子的东西。
There could have been wild animals on the other side.
你过了海以后，说不定有吃人的野兽。
There could have been, and there were, warlike tribes on the other side.
那也有过了海，在那里也有可能，其实的确是有那些好战的当地的土著。
They didn't know what to expect.
他们完全不知道会遭遇到什么样子的事情。
What was in front of them? The future was dark and uncertain.
在他们前面的那个未来看起来是黑暗的，看起来不知道会发生什么事。
Would it be disease? Would it be starvation? They didn't know.
到了那里，他们会生病吗？他们会有饥饿吗？他们不知道。
God sees faith.
神在那里看见了信心。
In spite of the fear of the past.
虽然对过去有惧怕。
In spite of all the pressures.Of the present,
虽然现在有各式各样的压力
，in spite of the uncertainty of the future,
虽然对将来完全没有把握
，God sees what man doesn't see.
但是神在这里看到了人的肉眼看不到的。
We say we've got struggling faith.
我们自己说我们的信心是一个挣扎的信心。
I'm worried. I'm afraid. I'm anxious. I fret.
我既然又担心又害怕，我充满了焦虑，我在这里举棋不定。
It doesn't make sense. What's God trying to do? Why is He leading me here? I have no answers.
我想出来都想不出来，神为什么要把我带到这里来？我一点都不知道，我没有答案。
Let me show you quickly. I told you, God sees faith. He'll deal with the other stuff.But he sees the faith.
那我刚刚已经讲过了，神在这里看到了信心，他会对付其他的东西，但重要的是神在这里看到了信心。
How does he deal with the fear of the past?
他怎么样子来处理对过去的惧怕呢？
How does he deal with the pressures of the present?
他又怎么样子来对付现在的压力呢？
How does he deal with the darkness, the uncertainty of the future?
他就怎么样子来对付对将来的未来不知道的那种焦急呢？
It's graphically illustrated in the text. Let me share it with you.
然后在我们所要读的经文里面，就很清楚活泼的写明出来。
Here's how he deals with the past.
这是神怎么样的来对付过去的事情。
Exodus 14:19.
出埃及记的十四章的第十九节。
The angel of God who had been going before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them.
本来在以色列营前行走的神的使者转到他们的后边去。云柱也从他们前边转到他们后边立柱。
You know, the cloud and the angel of the Lord, they're all pictures of our Lord Jesus.
你知道，无论是云柱，无论是神的使者，都是说明我们主耶稣基督的一幅图画。
The angel of the Lord appeared to Hagar. That was the first appearance.
那神的使者第一次在圣经里面出现是向夏甲显现
appeared to Abraham on Mount Moriah
甚至在在亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候向他显现。
Appeared to Jacob at the ladder and Moses at the bush.
同时像雅各在天梯那里，或者像摩西在被焚烧的荆棘那里向他显现。
It's no longer a still shot. I've pushed movie. Now we're going to watch it move.
那现在呢，我给大家的不是一个定景的一个照片，现在呢，我要拍一个电影给大家看。
The cloud that was leading them, going before, lifted up and went behind them, between them and the enemy.
那个云柱在前面带领他们的，现在升起了，转过来，在站在他们跟他们仇敌的中间。
Between them and the past.
站在他们跟过去的中间。
And you remember there was a bright side and a dark side to the cloud.
你们记得这个云柱啊，它有一个明亮的地方，有一个黑暗的地方。
How does God deal with the past?
所以神怎么样子来处理过去呢？
He puts himself between you and your past.
他把他自己放在你跟你的过去当中。
So when you look back, you don't see the past, you see Jesus.
所以当你回头看的时候，你看到的不是你自己的过去，你看到的是耶稣基督。
You may say, there's no bright side to my past.
那也许你会说，我看到我的过去只是一片黑暗。
I didn't suggest there was a bright side to your past. There's a bright side to the cloud, to the Lord Jesus.
我在这里所讲的并不是说你的过去里面是有明亮之处，我所讲的是主耶稣基督那个云柱。
I don't have a perfect past, but I have perfect peace about my imperfect past.
虽然我的过去是充满了不完全，但是我的里面对着不完全的过去却有完全的平安。
Jesus puts himself between me and the past.
因为耶稣把他自己放在我跟我的过去当中。
He did that for Peter in the New Testament, you remember.
你记得吗？他就是这他在彼得身上就是做这件事情。
At Caesarea.
在该撒利亚。
Philippi, when Peter made the great confession, Thou art the Christ.
在该撒利亚腓立比当彼得在那里承认说你是基督。
And Jesus said, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. You got that from my Father in heaven.
所以耶稣对他说，属血气的不能够启示你，这是从我父所启示而来的。
At that moment, Peter was looking right in the face of the Lord Jesus.
所以在那一个时候，彼得是两眼定睛看到主耶稣的面容。
But then the enemy came right in between and blocked Peter's view.
然后马上那个仇敌就来了，挡住了耶稣彼得的视线。
And Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan."
然后耶稣是怎么说呢？撒旦，退到我的后面。
And when he put him behind him, Jesus put himself in the middle again, so Peter can see Jesus.
所以当那个撒旦到了耶稣的背后以后呢，耶稣又站在撒旦跟彼得的中间。
Am I saying that if your eyes are on Christ, the past will stop chasing you?
那我的意思难道是说，如果基督站在你跟你的过去的当中的时候，你的过去就不再追你吗？
Yeah, the past will never stop chasing you, but it won't be able to reach you.
那其实你的过去会不断的在那里追你，但他永远追不到你。
You realize in the big picture, Egypt becomes the friend of Israel.
所以如果我们从整个圣经再大一点来看的话
，Egypt, I'm sorry,
埃及成为以色列的朋友。
Egypt was driving God's people.
因为埃及在那里赶逐神的百姓。
You say, yeah, they're driving me. They're driving me nuts.
那你说对啊，他们在追啊，追得我都要疯了。
They're driving me crazy. It cries, driving me out of my mind.
Driving me to
drink. The point is that they're driving you closer to the promised land.
但其实埃及反而这样子追逐以色列，让以色列人更靠近应许地。
They're not trying to, but they're driving you deeper and deeper into the will of God.
虽然这不是他们自己的心意，但是他们却让以色列人越来越深的能够与神的喜悦的旨意相合。
When your eyes are on Jesus, all your enemies are fighting for you.
当我们定睛在耶稣的身上的时候，你所有的仇敌啊，其实变成为你征战。
God makes Satan sweat to make you a better Christian.
所以神啊，让撒旦劳力啊，好叫你自己，你成为更好的基督徒。
All right, very quickly, how does God deal with the present?
那么我们再快快的来讲，那神怎么样来处理我们现在的压力呢？
With all the pressures of the present.
那在现在这各式各样的压力。
First, I remind you, they're His pressures.
那第一个我要提醒弟兄姐妹的，这是他的压力。
He's the one that piled up the water.
因为是他把这个海竖起城墙。
You might say, yeah, but I can't deal with pressure.
那你会说，对啊，但我自己是没办法抵挡这样子的压力。
God hasn't called you to deal with pressure. He's called you to deal with Jesus.
但神并没有要叫你来面对你的压力。神叫你所做的，是叫你与耶稣能够有关系。
I would love to say, Lord, take the pressure away.
我很盼望我能够跟神说，主啊，把这些压力取走吧。
But He says, no, I'm going to lead you through the pressure.
但是主的回答是， 不，我乃是要带你经过这个压力。
Why do you want the pressure taken away?
你为什么要把这个压力拿走呢？
Is it so you will trust Him less?
好叫你自己能够对他需要的信任更少吗？
The pressure keeps your eyes on Jesus.
因为有这个压力， 乃叫我们能够定睛在耶稣的身上。
It crowds you to Christ.
那他让我带领我们能够到耶稣那里去。
I think if it weren't for the pressure, we might find ourselves back in the slave huts of Egypt.
我有时候感觉，如果我们没有这样子的压力的话，我们自动自愿的就回到埃及做奴仆了。
God sees things differently than we do.
因为神怎么样看事情跟我们不一样。
You might be looking at your fears and your doubts.
你看到你自己的恐惧，你看到你自己的怀疑。
You might be focused on the past or all the pressures that you're going through every day.
那也许你所专注的是你在你自己的过去，或者你专注在你现在所面对的各样的压力。
You might be focused on your confusion and darkness and what lies ahead.
或者是你一直在担心着重的是为什么我将来是这么样子的迷惑，不知道会发生什么事。
God will lead you through the pressure.
那神会带领我们经过压力。
And quickly, here's how He deals with the future.
好，我们再快快的来看一下神怎么样子来处理将来。
Exodus 14, verse 15 and 16.
出埃及记的14章的15、16节。
And the Lord said to Moses, Why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. As for you, lift your staff, stretch out your hand over the sea, divide it, that the sons of Israel shall go through the midst of the sea on dry land.
耶和华对摩西说，你为什么向我哀求呢？ 你吩咐以色列人往前走，你举手向海伸杖，把水分开。
This is the first mention of the expression go forward in the Bible.
那么这是第一次圣经里面所提到往前走。
What did it take that day for Israel to go forward?
那么在那一天，以色列人需要有什么样子的东西，他们才能够往前走？
It took a mighty miracle of God.
他需要一个神奇妙的神迹。
They had to walk on ground that God had dried up.
他们走在神所干的那个神使他干的那个海地上。
Brother Son has been challenging us to go on, go forward, press on, pursue.
所以孙弟兄在这里挑战我们，叫我们往前行，叫我们竭力追求，向着标杆直跑。
How can I press on? How can I go forward?
那我到底怎么样子才能够竭力追求，才能够往前走？
By a mighty miracle of the Lord.
乃是靠神奇妙大能的神迹。
I know I'm a little over time. Thank you for your patience. One more point and we'll be done.
那我知道我的时间稍微过了一点，谢谢大家在面这里的忍耐，再一下子我还有一点讲完就没了。
The Holy Spirit mentions these last three things and I want you to see it.
那圣灵在这里提到最后的这三件事情，我盼望你能够与我一同看见。
Exodus 15:9
出埃及记十五章的第九节。
The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be gratified against them. I will draw out my sword, my hand will destroy them.
仇敌说，我要追赶，我要追上，我要分掳物，我要在他们身上称我的心愿，我要拔出刀来，亲手杀灭他们。
God has called you to walk by faith.
神叫我们行事为人凭着信心。
But the enemy hates your guts.
但是仇敌却恨你自己的勇气。
He said, "My hand will destroy them."
他说我要亲手杀灭他们。
But there's another hand in the drama.
但在这一个故事里面还有另外一个手。
Exodus 15:6.Your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy.
出埃及记的十五章的第六节，耶和华，你的右手施展能力，显出荣耀。耶和华，你的右手摔碎仇敌。
In Exodus 15:12，
出埃及记的第十五章的第十二节。
You stretched out your hand, the earth swallowed them.
你伸出右手，地便吞灭他们。
You're called to walk by faith, but there's a hand that's out to destroy you.
你神吩咐我们行事要凭信心，不凭眼见，但在那里有一只手要亲手灭我们。
But there's another hand that wants to save you, the Lord's right hand.
但还有一只手要拯救我们，是耶和华的右手。
There's another hand in this picture.
那还有一只手在这整个图画里面。
Exodus 14, verse 15 and 16.
出埃及记十四章的十五到十六节。
The Lord said to Moses, Why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. As for you,Lift up your staff and stretch out your hand and the sea over the sea and divide it, and the sons of Israel will go through the midst on dry land.
耶和华对摩西说，你为什么向我哀求呢？你吩咐以色列人往前走，你举手向海伸张，把水分开，以色列人要下海中走干地。
There's a hand that wants to destroy you.
有一个要灭你的手。
There's a hand that wants to save you.
有一个要拯救你的手。
And then the Lord says to Moses, stretch out your hand.
神就吩咐摩西说，伸出你的手。
Now let me tell you what happened when God said, stretch out your hand.
让我告诉你，当神吩咐我们要举手的时候，发生什么事。
Moses cupped his hand like this and began piling water on both sides.
所以摩西是伸出手，然后在这里把一瓢一瓢的水往两边举吗？
You say that's not in my Bible.
那你说，哎，这个不是我圣经里面所讲的。
But have you been doing that in your life?
但是在我们的生命生活里面，我们是不是常常这样做？
What does it mean to stretch out your hand?
什么叫做把你的手举起来？
It means to go forward in spite of your doubts, of your worries, of your fears, of your mental hesitations.
那乃是说，虽然心中有恐惧、有害怕、有怀疑、有保留，仍然往前走。
Faith is a matter of the will. Stretch out your hand.
信心是根基在我们的意志，把你的手举起来。
Go forward in spite of the enemy that's chasing you down.
往前走，虽然仇敌在后面追你。
Go forward in spite of the pressures that you think are going to fall in on you.
往前走，虽然两边的压力好像如山要压倒你。
Go forward in spite of the darkness and uncertainty of tomorrow.
往前走，虽然明天一片黑暗，不知道会发生什么事。
Jesus said in Matthew 12 verse 13.
耶稣在马太福音的十二章第十三节这么说。
Stretch forth your withered hand.
伸出手来，你那个摔干枯的手。
I know my hand's withered. It takes a miracle to go forward.
有时候我们知道我们手是枯干的，因为需要一个神迹，我们才能够往前走。
This is the faith that pleases God.
那么这一个信心就是讨神喜悦的信心。
A faith that goes forward in spite of doubts, in spite of fears, in spite of the past, the present, the future, it just keeps trusting Jesus.
这个就是信心，就是能够往前走。那不论是我们的害怕，不论是我们的恐惧，不论是我们的过去，不论是我们的现在，不论是我们的将来。
Don't beat yourself up and say, I have no faith.
那不要再在那里一直的压制自己，说我自己没有信心。
God sees way down deep.
那神所看的是我们的深深之处。
He'll deal with your fears.
他会来对付你的害怕。
He'll deal with the past, with the pressures of the present. He'll deal with the future.
他会替你处理过去，他会替你处理现在的压力，你的将来。
Hand wants to kill you. Hand wants to save you.
要杀你的手，要拯救你的手。
Stretch forth your withered hand.
但把你枯干的手举起来。
May God help us to embrace this.
让神帮助我们，叫我们投身在神的真理里面。
Father, we thank you that you have given us this picture.
主啊，我们感谢你，你将这图画放在我们面前。
We pray that you'd enable us to pull out all the stops and believe it with all of our hearts.
我们恳求主能够赐给我们力量，哦主啊，能够除去我们一切拦阻的事，叫我们能够相信。
Thank you that you don't see things as we do.
我们感谢你，因为你看事情不像我们眼目所看的。
Give us the vision to see as you see.
给我们这样子的眼光，叫我们能够看见你所看见的。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们是奉耶稣的名祈求。